Welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Dawson. I'm a professional psychic medium and mentor. In this show, I'll be sharing my personal experiences as an intuitive and discussing my journey with mediumship development. But that's not all. I'll also be bringing in guests to talk about fascinating topics like near-death experiences, spiritual awakenings, astral traveling, encounters with interdimensional beings, energy healing, and more. Together through open and honest conversations, we'll challenge the way we think and support one another. My hope is that these discussions will help you connect with your own spirit and feel seen and validated in your experiences. So join me as we dive into inspiring conversations that are going to push boundaries and encourage personal growth. Get ready to explore new perspectives and embrace the power of connection. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, everybody. So excited to have you here for another episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. This week, we are in for a treat. We have my new friend, Bree Day, here on the show. She's a psychic medium, and she's also an intuitive guide. Her astrology big threes are Cancer Sun, just like me, Aries Rising, and Sagittarius Moon, and she's a manifester in human design. Bree is really passionate about helping people find what lights them up and inspires them to live a life of alignment. Growing up, she was very psychic, and she was an empathic child, but it wasn't until after this life-altering car accident that she became really dedicated to working with her gifts. Ultimately, having to leave a successful career as a teacher, she was able to find healing and magic through mediumship and other modalities like Reiki and spirit guide connections. Bree believes that this path is truly a journey with no end destination. She's always exploring, healing, and learning, and ensuring that she takes time to enjoy the scenery along the way. Bree, welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast, my love.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. I love it. So excited to connect. It's really nice to be, be in the space where we're with like-minded people. I find it's just like really soul filling, you know?
It really is. It like lights you up. We haven't even started talking and I'm already so excited. So it's wonderful.
It is. So my love, you grew up empathic and very psychic as a kid. How was that for you?
It was really tough, to be honest. I grew up in a very strict, very religious household that really didn't embrace the more spiritual things outside of like the Catholic Church. And so I spent a lot of my life being like really confused, not really understanding. You know, everyone just told me I was way too sensitive and like too emotional. And it wasn't until like my later adult years that I realized these aren't my emotions. Picking up on everyone else's emotions and, you know, being a Cancer Sun as well, like we're like even more sensitive. And so it was really challenging. I just didn't really understand a lot of what was going on around me. And that caused me to suppress a lot of my abilities to like fit in with my peers. And I mean, you know, no one wants to be that weird kid on the playground who's like, like things and asking weird questions and so yeah, it was a really like tumultuous time in my life right up until kind of into like my mid-20s. I really started kind of coming back to spirituality kind of slowly over time. And I was like, I dabbled. I was a career girl. I was really focused on my career as a teacher, but I had like a card deck and like a couple crystals. And, you know, even as a teenager, I was really interested in what was it called? Wicca. At the time, I had a friend who was like really interested in like the Wiccan practice. And I was like, I don't know, it's not quite right, but like, I'm really interested in this. And I'd gotten like a tarot deck gifted to me that I didn't understand how to use at the time. And so there's all these like little threads I found kind of throughout my life, like slowly kind of calling me back to this spiritual path and to really like learn to work with my abilities. But I was just too busy to really hear the call, really focusing on my career and then car accident.
I am listening to you. I'm like, girl, our life path is so similar. I'm like, but you got blonde hair. Jet, seriously. Now, we're not going to talk about me, but growing up in a religious home, being sensitive since a child, car accident that really triggered this journey of self-discovery. I cannot believe this. I'm like, wow, spirit. Okay, this is why we're connecting. Like so many.
Oh, I got goosebumps just hearing you say that.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Holy smokes. So like before we press record, I was getting like the goosebumpies and I could feel the energy. I don't usually get that before podcasts. So I'm like,
Oh, Spirit, y'all got something brewing over here. Let's delve in.
I totally do. I love those.
So what happened at the accident where you're like, okay, what was like that transformational point where you left that career behind and you started to really embrace and embody your soulful gifts?
Well, it was actually like, it was really interesting because I had the car accident and I experienced like a full like soul disassociation. So I didn't have like the traditional NDE. I was still present and like I was okay, but it was like watching a movie. Like I wasn't actually there at all. And this went on for a couple months. I actually had like massive amounts of like blackout time of like months from my car accident. And what brought me back actually was my husband had a stroke. We had a really unlucky year. He did. Yeah. He was, I'm obviously like anyone that can't see me, but I'm quite young. I'm in my 30s and he was like 35 at the time. So it was kind of crazy. But that moment happened and I was like, okay, I need to come back. Like I have some human stuff to deal with. And so once I came back into my like physical body, it was different. Everything was so different. All of a sudden it was like, I mean, I hate to use the cliche, but it was like the veil lifted and suddenly I was like seeing things again. And it was like, you know, that clear cognizance of just knowing, I was like, there are fairies over there in the garden. And there's like, and it was so confusing. I was like, great. Like I've completely lost my mind. That's what it feels like. I'm just completely like, wow, that car accident really, I hit my head pretty hard. So, but it was like this forced reconnection because I wasn't able to go back to work with all of my physical issues I was dealing with. And so it like, I don't know, it's like it forced me to have the time to really kind of reconnect with my, you know, my soul, who I was, why I was here. And I started having this like insane, like insatiable desire to figure out what my life purpose was. Came out of nowhere. And like, I was a teacher. I had a really good career. I loved it. I thought that was my purpose. It's a perfectly respectable calling. Like,
yeah,
why is that not it? And so that's what really like propelled me down this path of like figuring out, you know, like what am I here? Like, what am I meant to do? Why do I keep seeing all these things? I won a mediumship reading like 2 weeks after my car accident, which was really random. And that was my first introduction to mediumship because I grew up not, you know, being exposed to this world. And so I was like, oh, what's a medium? This is so cool. And then it just kind of like, yeah, it unraveled from there like very rapidly. So it was pretty cool.
Tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing now.
Yes. So the work, it's always evolving. I believe my Sagittarius moon and my manifestor in human design. I love change. So I'm constantly, you know, like learning new things and trying new things out. But right now, so my business name is Daylight Oracle. So I really sort of see my sessions as like Oracle sessions. You're coming in and I'm just, you know, the connection, the conduit between, you know, spirit, your loved ones, your guides and you, and giving you clarity and guidance on whatever, like whatever you need, any topic, you know, whether it's your love life or your business or, you know, your soul's purpose or anything, and anything that is, you know, for your highest and greatest and is going to help you is what's going to come through. And that's why I love this work, because every session is so different. And I really feel like I am here as a guide. I'm here to help people to, you know, reach their highest potential and just like be happy, live a life of like alignment and purpose. And like, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be that like we all quit our jobs and become mediums, because like, you know, that's not always sustainable for everyone either. So like, how can you find your purpose and find what lights you up, you know, in your life? Yeah. So that like totally lights me up. I know that that's why I'm here. So
I love that. And you know, it's really cool when we have these transformational experiences in our life and they pivot us towards our soul purpose. And, you know, I always tell people we have a soul purpose. It's not limited to just one thing. You know, as a mother, as a wife, as a sister, as a daughter, you know, those are all part of my soul purpose. But like the greater art in my story is connecting people to their own abilities, you know, connecting them to their own spirit, helping them connect to spirit, right? And that is the embodiment of it. And there's something to be said for those that are courageous enough and brave enough to really make that shift and that change, because there's a lot of sacrifice that happens at the same time too, because
There's going to be people that don't understand the journey. There's going to be people that are going to judge it. And you have to hold true to your moral compass and your values and that guidance you're getting from spirit and just going, yeah, it's really fucking difficult, but I'm going to keep doing it because I know my soul is wanting me to do this. And you have to become so unapologetic and unwavering in your calling. And that's what you've done. And that's inspiring to people that are free where you are right now, listening to the show. And so I love when we can have these really transparent conversations for you because it helps people go, wow, okay, number one, I'm not alone, but two, she can do it, so can I.
Absolutely. And I think that like we need so much more of that. And it's, you know, we need people like, it's like, you don't have to do it perfectly. Like we need everyone doing it slightly imperfectly, you know, where it's like, you're just opening yourself up to spirituality and living a life that's more alignment. And you're bringing more like joy and happiness into your own life, because then that's infectious. And it becomes this like ripple effect. And, you know, there's so much like beauty and just like incredible, like magic around us. And part of my passion is helping people just like find the magic in the mundane. Like, how can you live a spiritual life and like still be a human being? Because we're here having a human experience, right? So it's like, how can you still like have this like profound, you know, meditation and like spirit visitations and then like go make dinner and do laundry?
Oh my God. I love that you're saying that, because that's actually been coming up a lot with me and some of my students. They're like, Courtney, how do I balance being this spiritual being and still being human, still being a mom, still being a wife, still try to work my 9 to 5? And there's a lot of people that struggle with that because they feel like, let's be honest, they feel a lot of things, but there's still a part of them that's staying in the spiritual closet.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right? So how would you actually suggest if somebody were to come to you and go, hey, Bree, like I'm developing my abilities. I'm doing some divination. I'm really exploring my soul self. But how do I like blend all of this? How do I merge all of this? So I'm embodying like my humanness, but also honoring my spirit.
It's hard, I will say. And like, especially when you first start developing, you want to stay in the spirit world because it's so amazing. It's so high vibe. We're like, you sort of like meditate all the time. And like,
yeah.
I mean, this 3D reality we live in, Earth, it's dense. Like it's not as so like first steps awareness. We're like, okay, like, recognizing that it is a duality. Okay. There is, you know, like it's not one or the other. You have to embody both. Right. And so like being okay with some of those like uncomfortable, denser, you know, energies is part of the journey. That's what we're here to do. And so I would say like have some grace and recognize that, you know, it's not always going to be all sunshine and rainbows on your spiritual journey. You're going to have to like take some time off and deal with your human life if it's imploding or, you know, and like, that's okay. It doesn't mean you're going to like something I notice with a lot of people that are early on in their development is they panic that they're going to like fall behind or lose their abilities if they don't use them. And I'm like, no, it's always there. It's okay. Like you can take a break from mediumship and like, you know, maybe you're, I don't know, going through a divorce or something horrible in your human life and spend some time with your human life. And then like on a much smaller scale, just like day to day, it's truly weaving the magic into the mundane. So like, and you find the magic while you're doing dishes. Sometimes when I do dishes, it's like, I don't know, it's like just stay super present. There's bubbles and like, it's kind of fun. And like, you can almost feel some like playful fairy energy coming through there. Or like when you're out in the garden, like connecting to elementals and, you know, finding ways that like, although we have these like really boring human things we have to do, there's still like, there's threads of magic you can kind of weave in and pull through. And, you know, after readings, I love to do human things like go wash dishes, do laundry. It's really grounding for me. So I start to actually like look forward to some of my human life things. Because sometimes it's like, you can spend too much time in the spirit world and start to feel a little bit like disconnected. And you just, you know, you just kind of get that like feeling of like, well, what's real anymore? It's starting to feel like I've spent a little too much time meditating. So it really helps to ground you and just like, yeah, I just find I appreciate like the simple things a lot more. So yeah, my best advice would just be like, embrace everything. Like, don't feel like it's one or the other. And even when you're stuck in your humanness, like you're never disconnected from the spiritual. It's like a muscle.
right? Like if you engage the muscle, like you're actively meditating, it's engaged. That's great. And if you disengage your muscles, like your arm doesn't fall off. Like it's still there. It's still connected. You're just not like using it at that moment. So never feel like you're just going to like suddenly not be able to connect, you know, mediumistically or anything like that if you're not always doing it.
Absolutely. And, you know, really good grounded advice that you're giving. We have this, and I say we because I've been part of it. I've been there. You know what I mean? And there's certainly no judgment, but we can be so mesmerized by the magic in mediumship and the spirit world that we would rather spend that more time with them than the physical. But the whole point of us actually being here is to be part of the physical, to have our lived experiences. And, you know, our lived experiences are what help make us good mediums.
Yes.
They give exactly. us points of reference, right? And so like if you've had no lived experiences, what kind of like reference library is the spirit world going to have to work with?
Not much.
Think about it that way, right? So I love that you're sharing that. I want to pivot a little bit because you do have an interest in and are knowledgeable on past lives. And there are going to be people that are listening to this episode, Bree, that are going to go, yeah, that's just a little too far-fetched for me. Then there's going to be people that are go, well, I don't know. I don't know either way. Talk to me about it. And then there's going to be people who've had experiences and go, yeah, 100%, it's real. And I'm going to say, to be honest with you, wasn't until about maybe 6 years ago, maybe between 6 and 8 years ago, when I was sitting in circle and our teacher led us in this guided meditation. Now, I was a naughty student. The spirit world always took me and did other journeys. I never followed the path down the brick road and all of that. Spirit and I were doing some big work, right? Anyways, like next thing you know, Brie, I had this, and we'll get to the past life, but I'm going to share this because it was so freaking profound for me. So spirit takes me on this meditation that I thought was a meditation. And next thing you know, I'm in some other country. And it reminds me of England because I've been there a couple of times and they've got like flats and everything's brick. And I looked over and I could see my husband, but who he is today, he looked identical. And my husband, like he's my second husband, and we are very happily married, by the way, I'm just plugging in there. But we always had this soul connection, like we've been together before. Couldn't really define it, but then I had this experience. Next thing you know, I see a woman. He's looking at this woman. And the way he looked at her is the same way he looks at me. And there was this soul knowing that that was me. And what was so interesting is as I was on this journey, it was really a journey. I knew that we didn't have children together. Just like we didn't in this life. We have children, but just not together. And then next thing you know, I had this image and I was in this car and it was a convertible. And I went over train tracks and the brakes wouldn't work and I got hit by a train. Mm-hmm. Now I got to tell you something. So I didn't see like all the graphic stuff, guys, just heads up. Okay. Spirit just made it very clear that the train was my transition. Okay. That's what happened. So I kid you not, ever since I was a kid, I have had a fear of driving over train tracks. Can't tell you why. I've never seen a train accident. I've never had any. Like there's no reference for me. There should be no reason why I've been petrified from a kid. And when I used to go to a Christian school, like grew up in a very religious home. There was, and there still is, the same train tracks you have to cross over to get to this other side of the road so you can get to the school. And I used to just like clutch the car door. And then I kid you not, I still drive that road frequently because I still live in the same town. And when I go near, I just get the chills right now as I'm thinking about it. Whew. And I even like right now, I feel like I'm getting like, I can't breathe. That's how powerful it is. And I like clutch the freaking steering wheel. That, it's not even a journey. It's a journey. It's not a guided meditation. It was a journey. I came back and I was so freaking rattled. I cried for 5 days straight. I can't tell you why. I don't know. But it was like this shift in me. I'm like, okay, holy crap. Chris and I actually... this isn't just a thing. We've legit been together. It was so visceral, everything that was happening. I knew without a shadow of a doubt, this was legit, right? And I kid you not, it gave so much awareness to the fear of the trains that it actually helped me a bit going over the train tracks, like where I'm like, okay, that was an experience I had. I don't have to relive that now. And so I just want to kind of share that because we talked a little bit before we started recording, but I'm like, you guys, this, how do I know that was real? Can I prove it? I can't prove it on paper yet, but what I can prove is that the emotions I had were so strong. There's just no shadow of a doubt. It's legit.
Exactly.
Talk to me about a little bit, like, what's this concept of past lives? What does that even mean? I know a lot of people in the spiritual community, they kind of toss it around and there's not
kind of a buzzword, isn't it? We just started.
Yeah. Could you maybe like define that for the listeners a little bit? Like, what is actually a past life?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, I just want to say that experience is super valid and so crazy. And I completely agree that, you know, working through past lives can help you to sort of deconstruct some of the trauma your body is still holding on to. You're maybe not even aware because you're like, why am I having this like visceral reaction to train tracks? And it's like, okay. And it helps you to heal and sort of let go. So yes, past lives are, my belief system is that we are a soul and our soul is, you know, eternal. It's like, it's never, you know, it's not like we just have one life and that's it. And so our soul chooses to have different incarnations to evolve, to learn. So we have different experiences, not all of them on Earth, you know, as I believe in, you know, ETs and like lots of different dimensions and planets. And so our soul chooses to have these experiences to learn and to evolve. And I just want to say, like, anything I say, just take what resonates and leave the rest. If I say something that doesn't resonate with you, that's totally okay. You know, I always like to say as well that as a psychic or medium, I only have one lens that I'm looking through. And so this is my lens of how I see it. But yeah, so past lives are just sort of a way for us to like go and try some things out and, you know, see what we want to learn and what we need to move through, what we need to heal. And then we kind of go back home. Go back up to the spirit world. Some people call it heaven, like go back up and, you know, kind of reset and talk to all our guides and our spirit family, which are souls that we kind of regularly incarnate with, and then go back and try it again. Maybe we learned something, maybe we didn't, you know, we can have lifetimes where like we maybe kind of get stuck in the same cycle and we don't really learn from our mistakes. And I'm sure we all know people like this in our lives now where we're like, okay, yeah, they're probably going to come back and repeat the same pattern again. And hopefully this time they'll be able to break free from it and learn and that sort of thing. So yeah, essentially that's my take on past lives.
And it's interesting because there's so many different schools of thought on past lives, but like how you're describing it really resonates with me because I share that same belief. And I'm curious though, in your work, like, what do you think actually inspires people to explore past lives? Like, for somebody who hasn't ever looked at that before, are there like, can I say like pinpoints in their journey where it's going to be like a trigger or be a very motivating moment where it's like, this is something that we need to look at in order to heal?
For sure. And I would say if you don't feel called to look at past lives at this point in your journey, that's okay. Like, it's not that you're, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that it's not pertinent information for you to know at this time. For me, like, my past life journey has been over years of looking into this. Like, it hasn't just been like, I woke up one day and I knew all this. It's kind of been like breadcrumbed to me over time. And then through various like readings with other psychics, some plant medicine, my journeys myself and like meditations, I've slowly kind of pieced it all together. And so typically what I see, and for myself, this is true, it comes down to like wondering what my life purpose is in this lifetime. Like, why am I here? And then I need to go back to find out like lessons I was learning in other past lifetimes, things that happened in other past lifetimes. Because for me and my journey, my past lives were pivotal for my life purpose in this lifetime. And that's not always the case for everyone. So I would, again, like always, 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 like, you are your own compass, like trust your own intuition. If you're kind of like, you know, past lives are kind of cool, but like, I don't really feel that drawn to it. That's great. Like, it's not something you really need to focus a lot of energy on right now. Just wait till you feel the call. You know, if you feel called back to it, then, you know, but for me, it was like, and like, we can get into my past life, but I've got several lives that I know and they all build on each other, which is why it was so important to me and why I felt that call so strongly, it all makes sense now. So,
wow, that's incredible. So when you're doing these past lives, like how does it actually benefit you in this life, in the current life that you find yourself in?
So right now for me, it's like, it helps with my confidence in my abilities, because I'm like, this is not the first lifetime I've had these abilities. I know what I'm doing. It's okay. Like I've done this before. So that is number one. That really helps me kind of early on in my journey. It also helps me to sort of rationalize a lot of the things I'm feeling. And this is where like, just like having life experience is so helpful for your spiritual journey. Cause I also had so many instances where I would be somewhere or meet someone and be like, oh my gosh, I've been here before. I know this person. And like, you start to kind of feel like you're crazy. And so, right. And so, you know, really going deep into my past lives has helped me to connect those dots and recognize things that I learned in, you know, other lives and taken those lessons and kind of like woven them into this life I'm currently living now. And like, this isn't always everyone's journey. It's just for me, it's been something that spirit has been bringing to me over and over and over again. I would meditate on similar, like completely random things and be like, here's a past life. Like, what? I'm like trying to connect with my spirit guides. Like, no, you're getting a past life. So I was like, okay, this is something I really need to focus on. So yeah, that was my job.
And in your experience and your connection with your guides, have they talked about how like your past lives are actually like influencing your relationships, your choices that you're making in this life?
Yeah, for sure. You know, going back into some of my past lives, it's like I have, you know, like an old boyfriend of mine. I was like, we had a past life together and like didn't really work out so well. And like, it wasn't supposed to work out in this lifetime. And like recognizing like those ties and like karmic ties, my family with like, with my, you know, with my siblings and like recognizing like, you know, my sort of purpose in my family unit this lifetime is to like really break a lot of these like generational trauma and like wounds and things like that. And so it's really like, you know, my guides are definitely the ones sort of leading me down the past life path and like helping me along the way. And like, I have a fairy guide. And like, that was one of the first guides I was really aware of. And just like recognized, like I had a lifetime in a fairy realm. And like, this is why I have a fairy guide. Like, oh, okay. Like, this is all making so much sense. So it's really validating as well, just to kind of like make sense of your experiences and like what you're sensing in this lifetime for sure.
Absolutely. Because you see some people where they have repeating patterns or there's certain traits within the family. You know, for example, there are families where there's like a personality trait or like alcoholism and it's passed down through the family. There's those karmic connections, but also there is, I think there's two things. Like they're in another life, there's somebody who's had an experience and it's been passed down and continued into the lives until they've healed it. But then what happens is it's because they haven't healed it in that life. They come back again to heal it, right? They haven't. But then also karmically and energetically, you're affecting all of your family, your people within your soul group. So there's actually like a bigger picture here when we're talking about past lives. Like your lives influence future generations, not just your soul or the part of your soul, the facet of your soul that incarnates each time too, right?
Yeah, it's like the ripple effect is huge of that. Like it affects, it's not just you. It's like everyone that's connected to you or like will ever cross paths with you sort of thing. So yeah, it's definitely a lot more complex than just like, oh, I think I was like Cleopatra in a past life. You're like, no, actually, like there's, you know, there's layers here.
Absolutely. What would you say is like one of the biggest benefits that you've had from doing some of your past life work?
The biggest one for me was figuring out my life purpose. Like I mentioned before, I was a little bit like neurotic about trying to figure out what my life purpose was in this lifetime. And it was like through a plant medicine journey I had, I saw all of my past lives and put them, everything just clicked. And it was like, here's your purpose in this lifetime. Here's why you've had all of these past lives. And like, this is like, you're actually meant to do this because of all of these past lives. Like, it was so validating and just really helped me to just trust more. I'm like, okay, all right. This has been like, I've been planning for this lifetime for thousands of lifetimes. And this is why, like, we are here for a reason.
I am. So yeah, that was like the best gift I've ever received, truly. It was so validating.
So would you recommend to people that are feeling maybe stuck on their path, that are feeling like there's certain patterns that keep repeating in their life, even though they keep trying and they're doing their best, there's things that are repeating. Do you think it would be beneficial for them to even go and explore past life or do some past life therapy?
Oh gosh, absolutely. There's a really good book, Journey of Souls. Okay. I cannot remember who writes it. Anyways, Journey of Souls. It's a fabulous book just to kind of like dip your toe into the world of past lives. I highly, highly recommend that. And then absolutely, like, you know, you can start on your own if you want. Like there's lots of like use your discernment, but there are lots of great meditations on YouTube. You know, just pick something that resonates with you and just like trust what you receive. And then, yeah, if you feel called to, like there are lots of amazing practitioners out there that do like past life regressions and like hypnotherapy and all of those wonderful things. So again, use your discernment, find someone who resonates with you. And I think it's really something that anyone can benefit from. Just little things, you know, where it's like, oh, I have this like, you know, this habit I can't break, or, you know, there's this trait in my family, all the way up to big things like trauma, like your train track, you know, story there, or like, I have a paralyzing fear of bridges. And I'm like, oh, okay, actually, this makes sense, because a lot of my past lives, I have perished in man-made structures. So I tend to have fears around like man-made structures, like bridges, skyrise, like high rises, those sorts of things. So I'm like, oh, okay, yes, this makes sense. So it's something I'm able to kind of like rationalize a little bit more.
Oh, that makes so sense. So for those of the listeners that have never had a past life regression and seen somebody, could you maybe share with them a little bit like what they could expect from a session?
Absolutely. So my experience with past life regressions is I do remember my past life regression. Some people report they don't have any memory of the session, but it's usually recorded so you could listen back. Typically, like my experiences, it's very positive. Like, you know, it's like you said, you're not shown like the gore. It's kind of like watching a movie. Like you're really removed. There's not a lot of emotion. It's just sort of like, hey, like, and it's not always surrounding how you perished in that life. Like sometimes you're shown like beautiful lifetimes where, you know, I don't know, maybe you were like a queen in a castle or something, like had a great time. Like spirit's never going to show you something you're not ready for. And you're never going to be taken down a path that is like going to cause you harm. Just set your intention going in that it's for your highest and greatest. And it also depends to like how you receive information. I am very visual. So I literally see it like a movie. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like playing out. And then it's also just like a really intense feeling of like validation where you're like, oh yes, this makes sense. 100%. Like you just know there's like that clear cognizance piece to it as well, where it's just like that clear knowing of, yes, this happened. And then things click, like you mentioned with your husband, and it's like, oh my gosh, like I recognize this person. Or, you know, for me, a lot of the clues from my past lives were things I was obsessed with as a child. I had an obsession with like Titanic, the Victorian era. What are some other things I was really obsessed with? Like pioneer times. Like these are all time periods that I've now discovered I had past lives in, right? And so like those are usually clues of, you know, like as a little kid, like I was hyper fixated on the Titanic forever. And then I realized that I had a life where I perished on the Titanic, and this makes so much sense. And I've actually connected with other souls that also perished on the Titanic, which is also a really crazy story. But so it's just really neat, right? It kind of, it's just like this deep knowing. And I feel like it just makes you feel so supported. I feel so supported by my guides and spirit when I have these sorts of experiences where I'm like, oh, like there is a bigger plan. I'm not just like here. Like I'm really supported. And I have all of these amazing magical beings in spirit supporting me along my journey. So
absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I think when people are going to be doing the past life regression, yeah, definitely make sure that you're going to somebody who's reputable and know that they are very experienced and get reviews. And I'm not saying that like a big dire warning, everybody who's listening, but I think with any kind of spiritual work, we're vulnerable, right? And so we want to make sure that we're putting our well-being, our energy in the hands of people that are experienced and know what they're doing. I know, you know, there's something relatable when you're saying about, you know, you kept being like kind of obsessed with the Titanic. So interesting. Ever since I was a little kid, I was told that our family is Irish. That was it. And my mom's First Nations, We're in Canada. We're Aboriginal. And I was obsessed with the royal family. I kid you not, like obsessed. And I would like talk about them. I don't know. I was obsessed. If there was like something on the news, I was sitting down. I had to know. So my parents used to buy me all these like hardcover books of the royal family. And I would like be so immersed in them. And really interesting because I never didn't, like we had no, nobody ever talked about having any kind of English descent or nothing, just obsessed. And then when I got into my development, I started having experiences where I had been in England before. And it's so interesting because I wasn't having like full regressions, but I was having memories that were coming back. And I ended up recently doing my DNA online. And I kid you not, we have like 25, 30% British.
Pretty strong percentage. That's amazing.
No one knew about this. No one knew about this. You know, like we're Irish, knew that. I think it was like 30, 35% or something Irish. But how come y'all didn't talk about the Scottish and the British? No one.
Yeah, we just like,
we bought it past that, but there was still like a significant amount. It wasn't like 1 or 2%. I thought, isn't that so interesting? And then check this out. So I've been to England a couple of times to the Arthur Findlay College to go train. So in the last 2 years, I've spent 6 weeks there. And each time I've gone into two different airports. One was Heathrow. The other one, I flew into Gatwick. And what was so trippy, I get the chills right now. Like hairs on my arms are standing up. I don't know if y'all can see it. But as I was like, you know, when you start to circle before you're going to land, you can see everything. And I started crying. Can't tell you why. It was like I was homesick. And I'm like, I'm home. And when I travel, so a little insider's information, I get like nervous a bit and anxious when I travel. I don't know why. I'm like quick to get home. That's another thing. I don't know. Past life thing. Probably. Am I ready to deal with it? No, I got other shit. But that's okay. Right? But the whole deal with going to England was like wild because I never got anxious. I felt like I was at home and I had visions and then I had dreams of places where I'd be going before I even got there. And then when I got there, I'm like, what the heck? What the heck? Crazy town. And it is so, it's like just being there. Like I love being there and it's because I've been there.
Yeah.
It's so trippy.
Past lives are so validating because it just gives you this like deeper understanding of why you're feeling that way. Mm-hmm. I'm sure like, you know, a lot of people can resonate with that of like being places you've been before and or like feeling like you've been there before. You're like, I've never been to this location in my life that I know of, but you feel like you have, or you feel a calling to a certain area or, and it's just like, it's really validating. Instead of feeling like you're crazy, you're just like, oh, because you had, you know, some past lives in England. Maybe you were part of the royal family somewhere down the line and these are your descendants or something like that.
So. Well, I didn't get none of that. I didn't get none of that, but I definitely was there and I go, wow, this is trippy. But it's cool though, because it gives validation to our experiences and our feelings right now. And I think that's what a lot of us need, because some of the stuff that we're going through, we just can't explain.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's incredible. Brie, I love having you on the show. It's been so great to
thank you. You.
I feel like we could just talk forever. It's just so natural. And there's like lots of commonalities. Can you let the listeners know what you have up and coming, how they can get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Best place to find me is on Instagram. I'm usually in my stories over there. So you can find me at Daylight Oracle. And you can also link in bio. That's where you'll find a link to my website, which is daylightoracle.com. I'm newly kind of venturing over on TikTok. We were talking about this at the beginning of the show. So starting to venture over onto TikTok. I am going to be starting to do weekly like live card pulls on Instagram as well, just to kind of connect with people. Something I am working on right now that I'm super passionate about. I'm creating a course basically about how to find your soul's calling and live a life of just like alignment, happiness, and ease. It really is that simple. And so it's still a work in progress. I have a quiz up right now, a free quiz that you can kind of get started with working with some of this energy. So it is literally called Find Your Soul's Purpose. And the idea behind it is there are four different energies that kind of are themes that someone would have with your soul's purpose. And so my whole thought process, your soul's purpose, we were talking about before, is that it's not an occupation.
It is, you know, just directly connected to what lights you up in life. And so my passion is about helping you to find what is that thing, that spark that makes you unique, that, you know, makes you super passionate. And that's what this course is really going to be about is, you know, you really are your own inner compass. And I'm going to give you the tools to help, you know, figure out what that is for you. And then, yeah, you'll kind of leave the course with like a better understanding of your life's purpose. Because for me, this was my, like right after my car accident, it was my biggest thing that I was obsessive about finding out. So I want to, you know, over the last 4 years, this has been my journey. And so I want to share all of the things I've learned with everyone else so that hopefully I can help you find what your soul purpose is too. Because once you find it, it's like, oh, okay, we're good.
There's no going back.
Exactly.
That's going to be such a beneficial course because there's so many people that are wanting to figure out, why am I here? Like, what is the purpose of my life? Am I on the right path? That course is going to be able to support people with that. So exciting. Everybody, follow Bree over on IG. All of her contact info you're going to find in the show notes. Make sure to give her a like and a follow and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen. Bree, it's been so amazing to have you on the show and to have you share your voice with my listeners. It's been so great to connect with you.
Thank you. I know. I loved it. It's like we've been talking for almost an hour. I'm like, oh my goodness, already.
It's only been. I know. It's like 10 minutes. What the heck?
It's a good sign.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed diving into this beautiful conversation. And if you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps me reach more people who can benefit from these conversations. Remember, you're not alone in your spiritual journey, so stay connected with me on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is @mediumcourtneydawson. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter, The Connected Spirit, and the link is in the show notes. Keep exploring, keep growing, and always remember that there's a greater purpose guiding you on this incredible journey. Until next time, stay connected and embrace the power of your spirit.